when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you, all you precious Blood River Radio fans and family members for tuning in. I'm back. I've been sick as a dog. I'm still not all the way over it, but hey, I'm in here soldiering around, soldiering through. I have my backup here, my fearless brother, Rand, just in case I drop out. He's going to take over. He did a marvelous job last week. He certainly did. I started listening to the archives, but I was flat on my back last week. I'm here to tell you it's my 16th day of fighting this damn virus. I think Rand's right. I think I tried to do too much yesterday and it's kind of had a little setback. But anyway, people, what the hell am I talking about? My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. I'm with Blood River Radio and I'd like to welcome you back in today for another episode. Today is September the 7th, the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ 2024. There is no name under the sun which man can be saved except Jesus Christ Almighty. I was just telling Miss Teenage America, aka Miss Lizzie. It's people try to make religion and try to make Christianity too complicated. The Bombardier formula for being saved is Jesus Christ plus nothing. Jesus Christ plus nothing. It doesn't matter who your mammy, your pappy, your Uncle Sam was. You have to get right with Jesus Christ. Anyway, we'll go to a short prayer in just a second. Matter of fact, we never do anything without saying a quick prayer. So we have my fearless brother, Rand, why don't you take us to the Lord for a second, Rand?
Sure, Eddie. Let's bow our head. Father in heaven, we just humbly come to your throne this afternoon, Lord, and we just want to thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you for everything that you do for us, Lord. And it's way too many things to even attempt to try to say, Lord. But we want to thank you. You know what they are, Lord. We just want to thank you for allowing us to have an opportunity to share on this radio program and to share the good news of Jesus Christ, Lord, and that we can have eternal life if we choose it through Jesus Christ. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, your love, and your grace, Lord. And, Lord, we just pray that your spirit would be with this radio program today, Lord. And like I've said in the past, Lord, we just pray that when you look down upon this program this afternoon, Lord, that you would smile and you would think that that we did a good job, Lord, and it was worthwhile, Lord. Lord, we just pray all these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Brother Rand. And people, now you know where I had that ball off. And Brother Rand, I tease a very hardcore, sincere Christian. You know what? We have another hardcore and sincere Christian here. My spirit son, Jason Robinson. How are you doing tonight, spirit son Jason Rob?
I'm doing very well. I am. Hopefully you can hear me good. I'm on my cell phone up here in Houston, Missouri, and I'm doing fabulous. I'm glad to hear that Lazarus has risen, and Eddie, that you're alive and well, and that's always good to hear.
Well, thank you so much. And you being a hardcore Christian you are, would you like to add anything in the prayer? Because we're kind of unorthodox in our prayers here. I know you're a hardcore Christian. I know your daddy's a hardcore minister. Is there anything you'd like to add to Rand's prayer before we go on?
I think he did really well. In my prayers, I always like to, you know, remind people, you know, or myself anyway, to always remain faithful, that every day when we get out of bed, we can remain faithful to our race, nation, and homeland, of course, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But that would be the only other thing I would add, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you what, if we can just do that, I'll tell you that is a load. It certainly is. This is a tough old world. Well, you know, before we go further, as everybody knows, we always announce the donors, and we have several here. I think Rand might have got some last week. I'm not sure. But we have Jim, my buddy Jim from Washington State. He's a hell of a man. I tell you, he has one hell of a family, too. Matter of fact, I'm looking right at a photograph of his granddaughter and his granddaughter's fiancé. They're all athletes. They're scholars, and they're just what they call Renaissance people, and they're really great. But anyway, we got a donation from Jim from Washington State. An old Micah from Communist Maryland, he sent this nice little card here. He always sends a card around Halloween. It said, "Hope your Halloween is sweet. I know it's too early for Halloween. I wish fall would come. Hotter than hell here." He said, "Here's some shekels." Micah in Communist Maryland. He always seems to know. And it is communist up there. We also have Sister Janice. I talked to Sister Janice just today. What a delightful, delightful Southern Christian lady. She's hooked up. She got the old whip over on the Bearded Wonder today, probably. I told her, I was going to tell the Bearded Wonder to take it easy on her. But she said, "No, you got it bass backwards." She said, "Tell me to take it easy on him." And that's true. Anyway, we also have Sister Janice. She dominates like clockwork. And we also have Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone AZ. Talked to him for a short time this morning. And we have a new guy. He gave us a gift. His name is Kenneth. I won't keep his whole name. From New Hampshire. He sent a unique gift. He sent me this little beautiful little booklet from the oldest church in Egypt, oldest Christian church in Egypt, and some kind of a CD. I'm going to have to get my grandson to help me hook that up and play it. But I really appreciate those gifts. Another quick announcement I have. I talked to Miss Cornelia Mueller this morning. If y'all remember her, she used to call in here from South Africa. I talked to her just for a little while. When we get her own, when we come back, we're going to take a vacation. We'll tell you about that in a minute. When we bring Miss Cornelia Mueller back, we'll have to get Sister Janice on, because Sister Janice spent some time over there in South Africa, and she spent time with Miss Cornelia. Miss Cornelia can tell you some of the most hair-raising, blood-curdling stories about farm murders you'll ever want to hear. She lives on a farm. She got married. I think she's got a kid now. But anyway, she's going to be back on. She said she's excited about coming back. And also, I talked to Dennis Adams today. And listen, people, pray for Dennis Adams, because he's worse off than I am, man. He's having some heart problems, heart issues. And he's not doing great. His spirits, you can't talk to him. You can't tell anything wrong with him. But keep him in your prayers. And if you don't mind, keep me in your prayers, because I'm supposed to run that damn New York Marathon November 3rd. I'm telling you what, I couldn't run to the end of the cove right now. I'm so daggum weak. So keep me in your prayers. Anyway, we got the quick outline. You just heard my spirit son, Jason Robb. We have Monica, sisters Nancy and Monica, coming on second hour. We have Gene coming on third hour. We might do what they call a pulling guard in football. I know Brother Rand knows about that, though. We can pull him maybe over to the third hour. I don't know what they want to do. They always run the show. I just come in here and sit in here and let them. I got stud people on my staff. I just get the hell out of their way, let them do what they want to do. But anyway, now back to down to the meat and taters. Oh, Jason Robb, me and Rand were supposed to go to, like I told him, I hope it's not sacrilegious, but I tell people, I go up there for one reason only, for that good old cross lighting, man. Plus to see my all my friends. I had to sit through and soldier through all that church and that church music. Like John Wayne said in The Searchers, I said, put an amen to it. Let's go light that cross. But they said, no, you sit on your old butt right here. You got to sit through this church music and everything. But anyway, with that kind of crappy introduction, tell us about what went on at the National Congress over Labor Day weekend. Me and Ram, I was so sick. I was disappointed. And it's just been one hell of a virus. But anyway, ahead. Go ahead, Jacob. Tell us about what all went on out there and anything else you can add.
Sure, sure. Well, we missed you too, but we also understand, you know, not feeling well and being sick, and we had, you know, several people that was not feeling well as well. But it was the Knights Party National Congress. It was on Labor Day weekend. It was Friday evening, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday. And the theme of the Congress was America the Beautiful, and you know, we wanted to, you know, let people know that they have something worth fighting for, which was their race and their nation, homeland. not the federal government. No, we want to preserve, but our people. And we understand that America is our people. And we wanted to, you know, help inspire people to, when they come here, to be able to be relaxed and listen to speeches and have just a good time. And we had really a fabulous time, Eddie. It's probably the biggest one we've had in probably a good 10 years as far as our Congress. We had close to probably 200 people. And wow. We had, and some people, one guy said, well, I think there was maybe around 300. And I was like, I don't know, we had that much. But we had a really nice crowd, a lot of new families. And I think I hear the radio or the music. And
yes, you do.
Finish up the second hour.
Yes, yes. Don't lose your place because we want to hear everything you have to say. And I like to tune into how wonderful it is up there. I threw a joke in the side. But anyway, folks, be right back after this quick break. We'll go back to Jason Robb. Be right back.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Calling all patriots, faith-based leaders, sheriffs, and elected officials. It's time to stand up for our Constitution and protect our God-given rights. Join us at the Foundation for Freedom Conference at the Rosen Shingle Creek Hotel on September 6th and 7th. Hear from national speakers who've successfully fought against unconstitutional government overreach. Be inspired by constitutional attorneys, sheriffs, and more. Foundationforfreedom.us to register now. God bless America. See you in Orlando.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I thank you so much for hanging out. And people, like I said, I was really sick last week. And before I mention, we said something about going on vacation. Listen, I've been sick, flat on my back for 2 weeks. I'm still not back right. And I got so far behind on my work. I don't think Sister Mancy would mind me telling you. She's been suffering, too. She's been suffering. Rand works, from candle cane every day. So I'm going to do something we've never done. I've been in radio, counting TPC, golly, for about 20 years. And so this next time, and we've already paid in full, so don't worry. We're paid until the January 1st. We're saving money for next year. But we're going to be off the 14th, 21st, and 28th, unless something drastic happens. I've got so much work I have to catch up on. You know my thing with St. Jude. They pencil me in. I have to work with St. Jude the 14th and the 21st. And then hopefully I'll have all my money raised for the New York Marathon. That's my thing. I think we all need something to do in life. And at least I do. And I may be stretched too thin. I've got so many irons in the fire. I feel overwhelmed. I don't want to feel like a sissy, but this being missing 2 weeks, it's got me so far behind. Plus, I just need to rest. I need to recharge my batteries, and I'm just dog tired. So, and I don't want to get any sicker. So, we're going to take those 3 weeks off. Unless you can tune in, if anything happens, I'll call most of our people and say, "Hey, we're back." You know, if the Russians bomb some, you know, Tel Aviv, we may come back about that. I really don't really give a damn, though. You know, it'd be nice if they would take them out. Anyway, with all that, I think that's all the announcements. Unless Rand can think of something, we're going to go right back to you, Jason.
Well, that's great. I appreciate that. So what I was saying before the last break, we had, a really great turnout of the Knights Party Congress. It's what we call the Knights Party. It's the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. And it's 68 years in existence. And we had a great turnout, probably about 200 people. One person was thinking around 300. I don't know if it was that many, but we had just a fabulous turnout. We had a lot of great new families, which was really exciting with kids and teenagers. And it was really exciting because of the fact that we see such an attack on our race and our culture, and it's seeing new families that are searching. They know what's happening. And so they came there, and everyone had a good time. A lot of good speakers. We had some a unit recruiter from California. We always joke that every time he comes here to Arkansas, that California is no longer has any white people. And then he goes back after Congress. Then it adds one person. So, he's a unit recruiter for us out in California. And then we had another one from Florida talk. And of course, myself and my father, Pastor Thomas Robb. We had Pastor Burke, who's a minister, Christian Identity minister in Florida. And Debbie, who's a lifelong Knights Party associate for probably over 40 years, attended as well. And we had a few other speakers. And then, and of course, all day, like I said, Saturday and Sunday. And then we had the cross lighting. And it was really, really a nice cross lighting. It was clear. There was no rain. You could hear the whippoorwills. The stars were out and shining. And so we had a good turnout at the cross lighting, and we had the cross lighting. We have Steve Kukla, who's a person from Oklahoma. He's a quasi pastor, Christian Identity minister, but he sang the old rugged cross. We lit the cross, and it was just really a beautiful time. Yes. We also had people tour our new center, the Christian Revival Research and Center, Research Center, which we are in the process of building, which kind of shows the history of the white nationalist movement for the last past 100 years. And so we had that great time, and everyone enjoyed themselves. And, you know, that's the whole part of our Congress is we want people to leave, feel really good, and go back to their communities, wherever that may be at, and be really on fire, you know, be able to go back and witness to our people, about white Christianity, the pro-white movement, and because we all know, you and Rand and myself and others know that anyone that's been in this movement, as we call it, for any period of time, it can get depressing. And so we need to be able to re-energize, rejuvenate ourselves, and be able to go out there and just keep on spreading that word, because, you know, we have children out there, white children, that are looking at us to be able to carry that torch. My dad always says that, you know, if you feel depressed, just look at a little white kid's, you know, face and says, you're just not worth it. And if a person can say that you're not worth it, then you really don't have a heart for this movement. And so that is why, yes, we all get depressed, but when that happens, and we have a future generation of white boys and white girls that are looking, and they're living in the cesspool. And so we need to carry that torch to them and give them hope and inspire them. And that's what our ultimate goal is when we have these conferences, try to inspire the next generation.
That's wonderful. I'd like to chime in too. People know I've got a little BS in my bloodline, and I was really joking when I said you're gonna take me with not a grain of salt, but about 50-pound bag of salt. I love going up there. The church, regardless of what I said, sitting through the church and the singing.
Oh, I thought you were joking, Eddie.
I love that, and the people. are so wonderful. From the time you get there for Friday, y'all usually have the chili. And the people, I mean, they're just so great. And you can feel, I can feel my muscles will just jump. They unwind after about the second day. It's so relaxing. You don't see people like that in Memphis a whole lot. Everybody's one heart, one of mine, and one accord, like in the upper room, you know. And it's just so great. And I'll tell you what. Well, I will say this though. To me, the highlight. I'm going to ask Jason about this. The highlight of the whole trip is a wonderful spiritual, religious ceremony of blood kindred coming together in the cross lighting. I'm telling you, people, if you go to this cross lighting and you see the brother minister that Pastor was, that Jason was talking about, Peace from Oklahoma, when he sings the old rugged cross and that cross is lit up, I'm about to cry now. If that doesn't move you, you are deader than a hammer. That is the most moving ceremony I've ever been. It beats any church I've ever been to. It calls to you to your very, if you're a white person, a white Christian, it calls to your very DNA. At least I'll put that, I'll say you're, it spoke to my DNA. And that to me is the highlight of the trip. I guess it would be like if you were, say, a Catholic or an Episcopalian, it'd be when you go up there and you take the blessed Eucharist at the end of a Mass. I mean, it's sacred. And I'd like to ask Jason to expand upon that. And I've talked about that many before, times before. Tell him, expand upon the lighted cross, how spiritual it is, godly it is.
Sure.
I think it comes from God in heaven. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the cross lighting is an old traditional Scottish symbol. I'm going to back up. If you look at the Methodist and the Presbyterian Church, their symbols will have a cross with flames at the bottom and it's lit. And so it's an old Christian symbol. And so the Klan just acts that out as far as a ceremony. But the cross lighting was used in Scotland with the Klans in Scotland. And it was used to basically warn that, you know, there's enemies that's, you know, approaching maybe the local Klan areas to communicate with each other. So it's an old Scottish ritual and symbol, and that was used. And it was not really much of a Christian ceremony that they used in Scotland, but it was really used to help warn of impending enemies. And it was used also, the cross lighting was a symbol to dispel darkness. It represented Jesus Christ dying for our sins, dispelling the darkness in the world and giving light to the world. And so the Klan just acts that out, performs it as a ritual, or not really a ritual, but a ceremony. And like I said, it's a very, very old Christian symbol. Other countries have used it off and on over the years. But because of so many Scottish, as we're well aware, that left Scotland and came to the United States, they just carried that tradition with them. And so when the Klan was founded in 1865, the original Klan necessarily did not use the cross-lighting ceremony. It didn't start until the 1920s under Colonel Simmons, which was called the Second Era Klan. And so that's when the cross-lighting was started used by the Klan groups here in the United States. But it's a very old, like I said, old Christian symbol. And you're absolutely right. When you see, lighting the cross, it really does move you towards that faith that we have in Jesus Christ.
If we come back, I got one other question to ask Jason, and then we'll turn it over. We'll bring Rand in. So be right back, people. Hang on to your seats. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah. proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hi, this is Eric, the CEO of Ultimate Tax Group. With my two decades of experience, I have helped thousands of hardworking American taxpayers like yourself. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, or have any unfiled tax returns, personal or business, never give up. My team and I want to help you take your freedom back today. Call Ultimate Tax Group at 888-505-1099. Speak with me, Eric, or one of my associates. My team has over 75 years of experience in understanding the tax laws and tax resolution programs. We will dissect your case and map out a successful strategy. You have rights as a taxpayer. We can stop any aggressive actions. We care and fight for our clients. Call Ultimate Tax Group at 888-505-1099, 888-505-1099.
It's not seen as a major surprise at all. Tayshia Stevens explains.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney says he'll vote for Kamala Harris over former President Trump. The former VP and career politician said Trump, quote, can never be trusted with power again, end quote. Former President Trump responded by saying both Dick and his daughter Liz are irrelevant and Republican in name only, also referred to as rhinos among true conservatives. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Mind-boggling numbers. Authorities now say the debris and ash that remained after the deadly wildfire in Maui now sits in a temporary dump site. It's enough refuse to cover five football fields, five stories high, and that includes soil contaminated with lead and possibly arsenic as well. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on an effort to stop the creation through 3D printers of machine guns.
That pounding, repetitive sound of automatic weapon fire has hit the streets of this nation like jackhammers.
ATF Director Steve Dettelbach says small pieces of plastic and metal from machine gun conversion devices transform weapons into illegal homemade machine guns. 3D printing technology is being used in the transformation. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco says law enforcement can't do this alone.
Combating this threat will take all of us.
The call is out to help to software developers, technology experts, and leaders in the 3D printing industry. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Heavy losses on Wall Street yesterday. Dow Industrials dropped 410 points. The NASDAQ was off 436. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Patriots, faith leaders, sheriffs, this is your call to action. The Foundation for Freedom Conference is coming to Orlando September 6th and 7th at the Rosenshingle Creek Hotel. Learn how counties across America are pushing back against government overreach and protecting constitutional rights. Featuring top constitutional attorneys and sheriffs who stood firm during the COVID crisis. Visit foundationforfreedom.us and register today. Together, we can restore our nation. God bless America.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly? Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we have a great guest on. Just in case you're just tuning in, we have Jason Robb, my spirit son, attorney of law. He may not want me to say he's my spirit son because he has a thriving law practice over in Arkansas. And he is the attorney for the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. And before we go, we got to get Jason to plug to let if anybody I know, they have this wonderful Christian Research Center. It's beautiful. It's all kind of stuff in it. I'm sure they probably use some funds. So, Jason, you need to plug that before we forget. And also, Jason, if you want to, like we talked about, you can expand more on the cross. If you feel like you need to expand more on the lighted cross that we talked about, the wonderful Christian symbol, and that Christian Research Center you got. And after that, anything you want. And then Rand's going to take it over from now. My old voice is starting to go down. So I've got those questions out there. And so, Rand, you go ahead and take over the pilot, son, the pilot seat.
Okay, well, first of all, hello, Jason. I hadn't really had a chance to speak to you. I'm glad you're on today. when you and Eddie both were kind of describing the activities that goes on at the conference, I mean, I was just sitting here getting chill bumps, you know, describing, you know, the singing of the old rugged cross, the lighting of the cross, and then what you was talking about that your dad said about looking in the faces of those little white kids.
Yes.
Man, that really hits home right there.
Go ahead. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's something that, you know, so often we all get depressed when we see what's happening around us. And, you know, my dad, you know, is probably the same age as you and Eddie, who can remember a time when America was, I mean, truly a white Christian country, you know, and now we don't even see the remnant of that. We see how they've destroyed, you know, the South and our beautiful Southern Belle, you know, homeland in the South, and even up in North, these beautiful cities are destroyed. And the children now, our white brothers and sisters that have children and teenagers, they don't understand that America was one time just a beautiful white Christian country. They don't understand that. And so when we see how depressing it is, you know, we have to remember that these children, even when we're long dead and gone, these children are going to be growing up in the cesspool, even worse than we see now. And we need to inspire them. We need to give them hope. We need to, you know, pass that torch to the next generation and let them know that they have something worth fighting for. They come from a beautiful past with a beautiful culture and heritage, and their blood, their DNA is worth fighting for. And we need to give them hope. And so that's why we always stress that, you know, when we get depressed and like that, you know, if you have kids or grandkids, and I look in their eyes and faces and mentally almost give a prayer that I will remain faithful another day to ensure that you will have a white future. And because if they don't depend on us, then we're basically sending them to the gallows. And that is something that we need to mentally think about every single day, that yes, it's getting depressed, it's getting hard, but these children, these white children that are growing up, they are going to be living in a worse world than what we're living in today.
Yeah, and you're right, Jason. I mean, so many of them are just, as you said, tossed to the wolves, so to speak. And it's
right.
And it's really sad. But when I hear you talk and I hear about y'all's group up there.
Yes.
It makes me think of the remnant that's promised in the in the scripture, that they would always be a remnant, and y'all are certainly part of that remnant, and praise the Lord for that remnant that we have. But one other question that kind of popped in my mind, Jason, do y'all have any coverage, like from the local media, the local little newspaper or whatever? Did they give y'all any coverage? And if they do, is it fairly done? I was just curious about that.
So we used to, but we've been having our conferences here at our national office here probably a good, at least 30, 35 years. So in the beginning, when we first started having it here in outside of Harrison, Arkansas, we would get media coverage, but we don't really get that much media coverage now. And we do get various times throughout the year. We have reporters or journalists. A lot of time we'll have students that are doing book reports and maybe in college or whatever that are wanting to know more about our policies, what the Knights believe in, and Christian identity. You don't have to be Christian identity, don't be in the Klan, but you have to be a Christian. And so we do get media coverage throughout the year, and occasionally we may have a journalist that will want to come to one of our conferences and just kind of sit in, stuff like that. We don't really do that because the internet changed everything, and so now if reporters or journalists are wanting to know anything about us, they can literally get on the internet, go to our website, or call us, and we can talk to them at that point. But as far as the conference itself, we really don't have like reporters coming and attending the conference.
Right.
The only media that we would allow is Blood River Radio.
Amen. Hey, thank you. Hey, that's a deep, deep honor. I'm telling y'all must not be afraid of anything then. Well, let me ask you this pertinent question before I forget. Jason, if someone wanted to join with the Knights, give us the process, how they do it, and also give us, plug your website, how we can get money to finish building the very vital Christian Research Center. They're going to have classrooms there. They have a vision, Rand, of having classrooms for, I guess, high school kids, college kids. They want a library, all kinds of wonderful stuff. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think Mr. Buddy told me they had the printing press of was it George Lincoln Rockwell's printing press? Somebody
George
like
Lincoln
that.
Anyway, Rockwell, yes. It's the Christian Revival Center, Christian Revival Research and Development Center that we are building. It's two stories big, and we have going to have a museum in there. We have going to have a media room, a library, several classrooms. And the idea is to be able to train our future generation, kids that are coming out of high school, maybe going to college, which obviously anymore, those are Marxist schools. But that age that we are trying to focus on, so they can kind of have a proper understanding of the white nationalist movement from a Christian standpoint and give a positive spin. And so we want them to come there and what we would call properly trained, be educated, and be able to, then when they go into their areas where they live at, to continue this work that we're involved in. And so the people can go to our website, is kkknationaloffice.com. That's kkknationaloffice.com. And they can go and look up our website. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 2222, Harrison, Arkansas 72601. That's P.O. Box 2222, Harrison, Arkansas 72601. So they can contact us if they want to send a donation. That would be great. But that's kind of what our purpose is with that building. We're always looking at the long-term effect. We never look at a short term. The long term effect is what we've always focused on, and this is something that we have been working on for the last 40 years, believe it or not. And this is something that we've been keeping articles and newspapers and items and different things from different organizations. And yes, we have the printing press from George Lincoln Rockwell when he printed the book Next Time the World. So we have some really great artifacts of the white nationalist movement. Ed Fields and Willis Carlisle, some of these people no one has ever heard of because our enemies love to shove our heroes in the memory hole.
Yes,
they don't
yes.
want our future generation to know of our heroes in the past. And Willis Carlisle was a there's a book written about him, and he was considered probably one of the most influential white nationalist individuals since the 50s. And then you have Ed Fields, and you got various other people, and we got their artifacts to keep in this museum.
Jesse, I'm sure you probably hear the music, so we're going back to this. Unfortunately, this is our last segment we're coming up to. People, please don't go anywhere. This is a Dynamite show. Be right back. Oh, Dynamite broadcast. Be right back.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I wish we had at least another half hour with Jason, one of my very favorite people. I'm spiritually akin to him. I really am. Anyway, we're going to go right back to Jason Robb, and also we're going to hand the ball back off to Rand. Rand's kind of sitting in, helping me out. I'm helping Rand out. So if you have any questions, Rand, that you saved up, we were talking about before we went to the break, we were talking about the Christian Research Center and the museum there, George Lincoln Rockwell's printing press. It's just amazing. And I was saying, I'm going to throw this around right quick. I was telling Jason, and I won't say everything we talked about, but because one person doesn't want it getting out. But there's some qualified people up there, some very highly educated people associated with Christian Research Center. I was just throwing out there, if we could somehow kind of get the money, get a few instructors in out there, and get like a, if nothing else, not necessarily a bachelor's program, but get an associate degree program. Can you imagine I think they may say that's the sky's the limit, but I don't. I think that'd be something to shoot for. But I'm just, what the hell do I know? We go back. Go back to you, Jason, and then Rand, take over any questions you got to ask, brother. Go ahead, Jason.
It's, you know, we never should stop dreaming big. We always should be dreaming big. That's definitely a good idea. And not saying that that can't happen. We don't know how quickly things in this world can change where we might be able to be put in that opportunity to do that. So with this museum, it's has a lot of artifacts of different heroes of the past. And part of this idea is when they come here to this training school, these future generation of kids can see artifacts of people in the past, heroes in the white nationalist movement that has attempted to help awaken our people. And in part, that would instill some type of positive effect in their lives to know that there were people that they've never heard of that were out there fighting for their race and culture before they were even born. And help instill hope in them. And so that's kind of part of, you know, this museum is to help people to stir that fire in their soul.
While we're at it, and I should have been doing this all along, I'd like to make a – I hope this announcement is not out of place. But we have a publication that Jason has published. I haven't been pushing it like I wanted to, but it's – like I'm not making – well, I guess I'm making excuses like a little sissy, but I've just been so overwhelmed. We have a publication called Dark Medicine, and we have the author of that publication on right now, Jason Robb. And while we're there, I'd like to say if anybody would like a copy of Dark Medicine, I will get Jason to give you a quick description of it. But anybody, if you could send in a gift of at least $30 or more to Blood River Radio, and you know the post office box on our website, we'll send you a copy of Jason's book, Dark Medicine. Not to get you too off balance, Jason, but go give them a quick description of that book, the publications you produced.
Sure. Dark Medicine is basically the showing the history of in our medical field, how it basically has been corrupted with the DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, and how basically it really has lowered the standards in our doctors, our medical schools, and to make everyone equal. And as a result of making everyone equal, there's now less white people in the medical field, and the standards lowering what doctors need to know to get that degree. And so it really is scary to realize that when we see our medical profession now being corrupted with DEI, which basically means less white people, the standards is horrible. So it really affects our daily lives with these doctors. So it kind of shows about the medical schools, their requirements, getting the degrees and what they do not even have to know about getting the degrees in medical profession. And so it's really a small booklet that kind of covers all that.
And basically, in a nutshell, some of the movers and shakers in the Medical Association of the United States says if you're white in the future, you need not apply. There's no grading standards, no pass. There's no letter grades, no numerical grades. They just decide who passes. If you're a little tar baby, you pass. If you're a white honky and you somehow must miraculously get into the medical school, with too bad, so sad. But I thought that out of the way. People, if you'd like to help us out, if you'd like to help Blood River Radio, if you'd like to help Jason Robb and their organization, if you send in a gift of $30 or more, we'll send you one of those booklets, and it would help us out a great deal. This is the first time I've ever plugged anything. The whole time I've had Blood River Radio, we've never tried to sell anything. But I believe in this booklet. I really do, and it would help us out. And Jason Robb been so really good to supply those booklets for us. He got had an anonymous donation, and he's been able to produce that. But it's worthy. It's a worthy cause. Anyway, so I'm going to turn this back to you, Rand. Go ahead. Take up the ball, fella.
Well, while we got a few minutes, I just want to just say that Jason, you and your family's efforts, they should be commended, and I for one really appreciate all of y'all's hard work and what y'all have been doing for many years now, and how you continue it, and I just want to say thank you to all of you. But y'all,
we really appreciate that.
And But it's you know, true. You're the right about the doctors. Yeah, yeah. What y'all were saying about the doctors and the DEI, you know, you're exactly right. You go to the doctor's office. Number one, you're lucky if you see a white doctor. But you're definitely not going to see most of your people that do your lab work, the people in the front office where you sign in, because, you know, I'm getting at the age where, unfortunately, I have to go and see more and more doctors. It's almost like once you start, you know, is you can't put the brakes on it. But you sit there and look around, and they're all black. They're all black. Very, very few whites are there. You go to a hospital in Montgomery, Alabama, all the security people coming in and out, they're all black. I mean, it kind of gives you a real uneasy feeling, you know, really.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, I guess,
it's an anti-white agenda. You know, like you said, it's an anti-white agenda, and the purpose of it is not to have white people around. And I know people say, oh, that's just conspiracy. Well, read that book and you'll see what the, the National Doctor Associations and the medical schools, what programs they're implementing. And then you'll see that it's not a conspiracy theory. It really is happening.
You got that right.
Well, you know, it's one thing to have a DEI type person working at the front desk, taking the insurance card, the copay, whatever, drawing the blood. But it's a whole nother deal for a DEI person to be your cardiologist.
You got that right.
Or any kind of specialist for that goes. And you know, just a little side here. Think about the airline industry. Think about DEI taking. Getting into the pilots, you get on an airline and you got somebody that's put in there that was put in over, you know, maybe 10 times down the line to where they were qualified, if that makes sense of what I'm trying to say. I mean, I don't like to fly anyway, but if I'm going to get on a plane, I mean, I want the most qualified that's available piloting that airplane, you know. So
Rand, what you're saying is when you get on the plane, you don't want to hear some tar baby up there say, I wonder what this button is.
I
push this here button. I didn't want to interrupt you, Rand.
But it's in all phases of our society. It's not just the airlines. It's not just the doctors. It's at every turn, every crook, every nook. You know, it's just we're definitely being replaced. And I just hope that people will wake up a little bit more before it's just totally, totally too late.
I think people are, but they have to have more pressure put on them. And, you know, and unfortunately people still have it has it good for the most part. People can still most part work. They can maybe move out a little bit more out of the cities. And so people still have it good. And not until there's a lot more pressure put on them are they actually going to realize that they're at the end of the days, you know, they're at the end of the rope, and they have to understand at that. I think they will understand that they're literally programmed to exterminate their people, exterminate their blood, exterminate their children, and there is a concerted effort to do that. And once people start realizing that, people will then stand and be faithful. And we believe that, and that is something that we just continually have to work towards to, you know, be a witness to our people.
You know, Jason, as soon as you get back home, when we come back off of taking our sabbatical, I would like to get you back on with Rand and talk about Christian identity. I've never been into it, but I'm going to tell you flat out, there's something, the white people are the only race in the world being persecuted, being marked for extermination. If we come back, I wish you and Rand could get together and do a program on that. and do a comparison and contrast program between the Fiery Cross and the Star of David. So thank you so much for coming on, Jason. It's been a dynamite hour, brother.
He's coming around, Jason. He's coming around.
Well, I'll tell you what, son. I've been around. It's been fiery in here, that's for sure. Well, folks, tune in. We're transitioning to the second hour. So hang on. Be right back, folks. Take a break. We've got a 5-minute break. Get some coffee.